Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. You know about those guys? Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Here's their position. They go to college students and they say, you need a designated driver. We know that you guys are going to binge drink. We have very low expectations. We know you're a bunch of drunks. And so here's what we recommend. We recommend that you have a designated driver. I mean, could you think of anything more destructive than that? That it just systematizes. It systematically, nationwide, the people who supposedly care about kids, the people who supposedly know the devastation of drinking and getting drunk, suggest, well, here's what we do. We urge young people to have designated drivers so they could be responsible drunks, so they could binge drink responsibly, ethically, morally. It's like National Right to Life. It's the same garbage everywhere you look. It's like non-directive psychoanalysis. It's like Smoky Hill High School in the suburbs of Denver, Aurora, asking students, one of their teachers, asking students if you could steal $1,000 or what was it, $10,000 and get away with it, would you do it? Or if you could have sex on an airplane in flight and no one find out with a stranger, would you do it? These are questions to students. Or Parker High School. Remember Parker High School in Colorado? A survey of the students, they asked if you could kill someone and get away with it, would you do it? Do you remember the percentages? One-third of the girls said yes, one-third of the girls, and just over half of the boys said yes. And that was published in their Parker High School newspaper, the results. That's basically non-directive psychoanalysis. And oftentimes, I know in Smoky Hill High School, we went through those questions, a number of those questions on the air, when that story broke. And the instructions are, there are no right or wrong answers. There are no right or wrong answers. And with Columbine High School, Brian Rohrbaugh was on CNN Roundtable, and here's the superintendent of the schools, or was it the principal of Columbine High School? And Brian had a handout in his pocket. I think he took it out during it. And they ask moral questions, and they say there are no right or wrong answers. So Peter Boyles on KHAL Radio, Peter Boyles had the principal of Columbine High School on, and I had the opportunity to challenge both of them. And they were commiserating and encouraging one another and saying, you know, there's no way to stop these things. There's just no way to stop these things. And I called in and said, well, for starters, you could stop telling students that there are no right or wrong answers. You could stop telling them that, because that kind of moral ambiguity, moral relativism, there's nothing right or nothing wrong. There are no right or wrong answers. That's destructive. There are no consequences. You could kill the weak with no moral consequence. And Peter Boyles mocked that notion, and he brought up the death penalty. And he said, how about the death penalty? Is it right or is it wrong? And then that was it. I didn't have a chance to say another word, but they commiserated on that point too. And obviously, who can tell if the death penalty is right or wrong? That was their argument. And what? I'm sure they're both against the death penalty. But you know what's worse than telling students that we don't know whether the death penalty is right or wrong? Do you know what's worse than that? Telling them there is no right or wrong. Not just that we don't know what it is, or we disagree what right and wrong is on this issue, it's even worse to say there is no right or wrong. So you're going to have a designated driver? So you could systematize binge drinking in high schools and colleges, systematize it? How about the crime of rape? What are we going to do with that? Right? We're going to have set up clinics to make sure rape is rare, legal, and safe. Make sure the victims don't become pregnant. Make sure they don't get STDs. Well, it's going to happen anyway, you know. It's going to happen anyway, you know. So it's devastating how immoral the people who are trying to change the country for good, how immoral they are. It's devastating. It's not what they don't know that's so problematic. It's what they know that isn't so. That'll kill them and many other people. So the phone number here at Bob and Yart Live is 1-800-8-N-YART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. You know the scam, right? The scam about John McCain, and that there are many Christians who think John McCain is pro-life when he's a pro-abort, and they think he supports marriage when he opposed defending marriage between one man and one woman, and they think he's a Christian with all the evidence to the contrary. I don't quite figure that one out. And they think he'll secure the borders when he's been an enemy of secure borders. In fact, George Soros has been one of the key funders of McCain's, what is it called, his reform think tank, McCain's group, George Soros, and one of the leading anti-borders Mexican activists is what runs one of McCain's groups. And Sarah Palin spoke at the RNC, and she didn't mention protecting the unborn because McCain is against that. You know that, right? He's against that. And she didn't mention marriage because McCain is against defending marriage. Oh, you mean he lied to you when he talked to Christians? Oh, how gullible of you. And she didn't mention secure borders because McCain has been against that. And she didn't mention the God-given right to free speech because McCain's been against that too, McCain-Feingold, and the difficulties that he has put on Christian organizations for advocating for a moral Judeo-Christian foundation in America. The difficulty there can't be overestimated. And she talked about God, right? Sarah Palin talked about God in her speech that won everybody over. I mean, the whole body of Christ just swooned. They swooned. And I tried to analyze it. Why did they swoon? I mean, what did she do? She told jokes. It was like a stand-up act. She told jokes and she made fun of Obama. And, yeah, and it reminds me of people saying that, you know, people who are in shock back when we were reminding the public that Bill O'Reilly was not a conservative. Remember those days? People thought Bill O'Reilly was a conservative. And I remember the truck driver who called in when he was on the road with his wife. And he said, Bob, I can't believe you said Bill O'Reilly's not a conservative. Of course he's a conservative. Don't you know that? I said, what evidence do you have that Bill O'Reilly is a conservative? And he said, well, he thinks that Bill Clinton is a low-life dog. And I said, so does Hillary. Hillary thinks the same thing. What does that mean? That doesn't mean he's a conservative. I mean, Bill O'Reilly, I think his views change. But generally, what is he? He's against the death penalty, right? He believes we evolved from animals. He's against spanking. He's pro-abortion. He supports homosexual adoption. He supports civil unions. He's generally an advocate of homosexuality. He supports our godless public schools. Now, he makes a big thing about secularists, but he supports public schools. He's the author of what? Tawdry sex scenes in his novels? He supports the gag rule that disenfranchises pastors from the political process. If a woman became pregnant by a rapist, Bill O'Reilly would support killing the baby but protect the rapist. Now, a true conservative would punish the rapist and love the baby. Liberals will kill the baby and protect the rapist. And since he can't rely on a Judeo-Christian worldview for his belief system, his belief system is based on make it up as you go. That's his belief system. Make it up as you go. That's why we often do the Aurelio O'Reilly segment on this show. And he was asked if about homosexual marriage, why he supports civil unions. So does Bush, right? It's the same thing anyway, just a different word. And he supports homosexuals adopting kids and all that. And so he was asked, well, why shouldn't homosexuals get married? And his defense was, this just popped out of his head. Like he sucked it out of the tip of his thumb or something. He said, marriage is a privilege, not a right. No one has a right to marriage. That's what he said. What an idiot. What a piece of filth. I mean, in China, where the government tells young people you can't get married until you reach a certain age and you can't have children unless you're between these certain ages. I mean, yeah, you do. If you're an adult man and an adult woman and you're not married to other people and you're not brother and sister like that or father and daughter, you have the right to get married. You have the right to get married. You have the right to travel. You have the right to free speech. You have the right to religion. Now, infants can't really exercise their right to free speech all that well, or to travel, or to exercise religion. But that doesn't mean it's not a right, just because some people can't quite do it because they're too young. So for Bill O'Reilly to say marriage is a privilege, not a right, and that's how he gets around saying, oh, I don't think homosexuals should get married because it's not a right, it's a privilege. What an idiot. So, and all his flirting on air, and before he had that sexual harassment lawsuit against him, which he paid off through the teeth. I don't know what the payment was, but it was a hefty payment. One of his former employees, associate producer, whoever it was. And she apparently had a transcript of a conversation that he had with her, and he paid off big time. And before then, I mean, his flirting on the air with women guests was just constant, and he would invite them out to dinner, steak dinners in New York City. Women guests, if he'd bet them a dinner, steak dinner. I don't know what his wife thought about that. Then he had the sexual harassment lawsuit, and he stopped doing that abruptly. And he started again. And his whole scam about why he shows video, we turn off O'Reilly, put it on for a few minutes, and turn it off. Just can't quite take it. So anyway, let's go to the phones. 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. In Denver, Alan, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Alan.
I was wondering if you saw the latest Palin-Katie Kirk interview that they aired.
I did not. Could you tell us about it?
When I saw, Kirk was asking about social issues like abortion, mm-hmm. and she was asking Palin about if abortion should be outlawed for rape and incest.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't answer. She kept, like, hemming and hawing, but Kirk kept after her, and she finally said, well, if you think that women should be put in jail, then no, I don't believe in that.
Oh, so she even has changed on that. Isn't that astounding? I did not know that, Alan. I appreciate you telling me, and we'll get the transcript of that.
She also was asked about the Plan B pill, and she didn't say it was an abortion. She basically said, well, it's not my form of contraception.
And Plan B is the morning after pill designed to kill the fetus. It's a chemical weapon against the child after it's conceived.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And also, you know, the people, Alan, the people who've compared Sarah Palin to Esther, that's really tragic because, you know, I know Esther, well, through reading about her. And she's a friend of the innocent. And when she was around, the government had the government didn't say we're going to kill the Jews. The government said that you can kill the Jews if you want. It would be open season on the Jews, sort of like abortion. The government doesn't say we will kill the unborn children. The government says you can kill the unborn children if you want. And so Esther, she came along, and what did she do? Did she say, King, the provinces should decide whether they're going to kill the Jews or not? She didn't say that. So she urged the king to see how wrong this was and that the Jews should be defended, and that's what happened. Just imagine if Sarah Palin wanted to get into the royal palace.
Mm-hmm.
She would have said, hey, king, the provinces should decide whether or not we're going to kill the Jews. That's what Sarah Palin is saying. And now with this additional information, it's so obvious that she has betrayed the God-given right to life, the Judeo-Christian moral foundation of our culture, of government. You know, and that's what Republican Party politics does to Christians.
She's been influenced by McCain, and it's not the other way around, which probably most Christians think.
Right. And so anything else, Alan? That's...
She was asked about gays, and she said that she would not judge what adults do. And she said one of her best friends is gay, that she's had a best friend for, like, I can't remember, like 10 or more years. So she was, like, proud of that. One of my best friends is gay.
Yeah.
And then she was also about evolution in the schools, and she said, oh, yeah, I think evolution should be taught in the schools.
Right.
So it's just
In every way, she will betray a Christian worldview for the lust for partisan politics. And by the time she got any actual authority of her own, she would become an enemy of what is good and right, like what she did in Alaska. Alaska, the state legislature passed a bill saying that we, the state of Alaska, will not be forced to give benefits to homosexual spouses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the legislature passed that bill. She vetoed it. She vetoed it. And she vetoed it. It was a scam. The reason she gave for vetoing it, she basically is helping to normalize homosexuality. The people of Alaska had already voted against homosexual marriage. They had already voted. And so the Alaska state legislature passed a law saying we will not be forced to give benefits, like marital type benefits, to the spouses of state employees, to the homosexual spouses of state employees. And Sarah Palin vetoed that law and put it back on the people. And she said, oh, the people should vote on this, which was just a dodge and a scam to help the homosexuals. And the people had already voted on it. They had already voted against homosexual marriage. And so now in the state legislature said, we're not going to give benefits to, you know, homosexual couples that are acting like they're married. We're not going to give spousal benefits to those homosexual same-sex employees. And she betrayed the body of Christ, Judeo-Christian morality, 3,500 years of moral legislation and prohibition of homosexual behavior. She betrayed it all so she could be a mainstream Republican.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know. Right. I didn't know about these things. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks.
I appreciate that, Alan. Now let's go also to Denver. Phone number 303-463-7789. That's the backdoor number here at the BEL cabin, 303-463-7789 or 800-8-NYART in Denver. Jim, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Thanks, Bob.
Sure.
Hey, we love you over here, and we were praising God yesterday when we heard all the people calling in with donations on your last telethon day. That was great.
That was encouraging.
And I was calling about, were you aware that Don Crawford, I guess he's the owner of KLTT?
All right.
Today,
Whatever you're going to tell me, no, I'm not aware of it.
Oh, okay. Well, he did in his little one-minute commentary that he does.
Yes.
He said that John McCain had vowed to appoint Supreme Court justices that would be dedicated to overturning Roe versus Wade.
John,
and that's contrary to everything we already know about John McCain.
John McCain has said he has no litmus test when appointing judges. And when our Republican presidents say they have no litmus test, that only means one thing. It only means I'm willing to appoint judges who believe in a right to abortion.
Right.
That's all that means.
Right.
It doesn't mean something else.
But did you know that Don Crawford had said that?
Well, every Christian in the country says that. Right?
Yeah.
The whole body of Christ believes the leaders. They believe Focus on the Family, James Dobson. They believe National Right to Life and Jay Sekulow. They believe these groups, American Family Association, Don Wildman, and those leaders have betrayed the trust, and they've misled millions of Christians to think that godless secular humanists are pro-life Christian.
Yeah, we already know that McCain already has said that he prefers the states decide.
Yeah, John McCain said the states should decide whether they're going to kill Jews or not.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I follow your program, and I'm with you on that. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention and to
all
the
right.
listeners that I don't think John McCain is dedicated to appointing any Supreme Court justice that's dedicated to overturning Roe versus
Wade.
I think that's misinformation.
The better way to say it is he's not willing to even ask a judge if he's against abortion.
Right.
He's not even willing to ask them.
No litmus test.
He has no litmus test.
Right.
George W. Bush told us, it was his first campaign promise, and I know because I documented it at the time.
Okay.
His first campaign promise 9 years ago was, I have no litmus test when it comes to abortion for judges. And what that meant was, I am not going to ask judges if they are against abortion. And guess what? Our law schools are putting out thousands of pro-abortion judges every year.
But where does that misinformation come from, that statement
Lawyers.
That he said?
It comes from believing his campaign lies to Christians.
Yeah, but he said that John McCain said this.
Well,
have you heard that? I haven't heard anything like that.
Well, McCain is now saying that he's against Roe v. Wade. He's saying that now.
Right.
And he's saying that he will appoint strict constructionist judges who believe in the original intent of the Constitution.
Okay.
Now, there's a big problem with that. Those are moral relativist terms. The Constitution, saying that you want judges who will uphold the Constitution, well, the Constitution originally said that black people are three-fifths of a person. They could be counted as three-fifths of a person.
What a shame, huh?
Yeah, that's Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution.
That's a shame.
So the Constitution is not a standard of absolute truth or morality.
And we'll end up with Scalia's when we...
Well, that's right. Antonin Scalia says... I'm a strict constructionist, and the Constitution does not protect unborn children.
Yeah, he said it only applies to people walking around.
Yeah.
Remember that interview?
Yeah, so even infants. I mean, he says that repeatedly, and, I mean, infants are not walking around. This is how ignorant and stupid people become when they deny a biblical worldview. When you deny a biblical worldview, you typically make it up as you go along. And that's what Antonin Scalia has done.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the model. He's the model. Or John McCain said, I'll appoint judges like Robertson's and Alito.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Alito has, six times ruled aggressively, pro-abortion rulings aggressively.
And Roberts has said that abortion is the settled law of the land and that he would obey it. Essentially.
Are you referring to his the hearing in the Senate Judiciary?
I don't know exactly when he said it.
His confirmation hearing?
I don't know when he said it, but he said that abortion was the settled law of the land and that he would enforce it.
Jim, thank you so much.
God bless you.
All right, let's go to Denver. Tim, welcome to Bubba Neert Live.
Yes, hi. I've been listening to the program on and off for quite a while, and I'm getting things from the media and, you know, the regular news programs, et cetera, and from your program and from some other Christian programs, and I get a lot of conflicting information, and I'm just wondering.
That's the way the world is.
Yeah, I understand that.
Right.
Who are we to vote for president?
Well, would you agree with this? Don't vote for a child killer.
Absolutely.
Okay, praise God. So then you look for somebody who's moral, who's not a child killer. You can't find someone who's perfect, right?
Right.
Because Jesus Christ is not running in this election. And he will return, but he's not running in this election. So we won't find someone perfect, but when you hire an employee, you don't want to hire somebody who says, and by the way, I will steal money out of the cash register. You wouldn't hire that person. And when you want to install a pastor, you wouldn't take a great pastor who says, well, by the way, I'm having an affair, I'm cheating on my wife, and I'm not going to repent. You wouldn't hire him, and so you shouldn't vote for a leader who says, and by the way, I kill kids, and I want your vote, so I'm pro-life, but I kill kids, and I'm not going to repent from any of my policies by which I kill kids. And so in Colorado, Tim, I'm going to vote for Keyes Rorba, America's Independent Party. They're on the ballot. Ambassador Alan Keyes and Columbine dad Brian Rorba, his vice presidential running mate.
Okay.
So that's in Colorado. They're also on the ballot in California and Florida, and working on getting on the ballot elsewhere. Okay. Although it's pretty late for this election cycle, but...
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to hear.
All right, God bless you, Tim. Appreciate that call. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. CBS News next week should do a segment on personhood. What's going on in Colorado and South Dakota. That should be very interesting. I was interviewed for that and just heard from the producer who's putting together that package, and they expect that'll run CBS Evening News sometime next week, but they're not sure. It could run in any of their CBS News programs, but I should find out before that time. Also, Friday night, I heard from Colorado Right to Life. Friday night, Channel 7 in Colorado might do a segment on personhood. We hope they do. And there have been a couple articles out slamming Colorado's personhood amendment in Westward and Colorado Springs Independent, mocking Christians and pro-lifers. But we've got them right where we want them, folks. Right where we want them. We're talking about the God-given right to life of the unborn. Hey, God bless you. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school.